It's time for tonight's post-game coaches show presented by Bearings. And Coach, I know you guys, the emphasis all week was on the pressure that you were going to see here tonight. What happened in that first half?
I think we got really sped up. You know, we use the concept, you can't let a defender that says boo to you react to his boo. So they made us dribble fast. They made us speed dribble, behind the back dribble, crossover dribble. And I think it was the dribble that completely demoralized us offensively. And as a result of the dribble, we gave them however many points in transition and off turnovers. And, you know, that's the name of the game right there. I think the first five, six, seven possessions, we didn't, you know, we turned it over. And it's very difficult to replicate what they do with a scout team. Don't get me wrong. But the concept of seeing, the concept of faking, the concept of being in control was missing. You know, I told them it's like giving a speech. When you give a speech and you recite it very quickly because you're nervous or because you're unsure of yourself, the speech doesn't come out very well. But when you're in control, no matter how powerful the speech is, when you're in control, the words are better understood, and we were not in control, and that's where we lost the game tonight.
Well, a couple times, Coach, you come back on a 12-0 run. That was in the first half. Down 15 at the break, what you just talked about, was that the central messaging at halftime?
Well, this is a team, VCU is very good here. I mean, that's, let's not underestimate what they are. They're incredibly good here. They feed off the frenzy of the crowd. They're coming off a loss in which they were hammered by Rhode Island last Friday night. They were a hungry animal tonight, and we talked about that all week, about we need to be ready and we can't have one guy missing. And you know, give a lot of credit to VCU. I mean, they created the chaos.
Coach, it looked like the guys that were so most successful for you tonight were the guys who were the most aggressive in terms of looking to get to the basket or looking to get off their shot. I'm talking about Lee and Kellen.
I think in the second half that was very evident. In the first half, we got to the rim maybe seven times, eight times, and did not complete one of those actions. And the reason we didn't was, again, because we were in a rush. We had gotten to the rim, and instead of jump-stopping, pivoting, faking, pitching out to the perimeter, we rushed a shot. And I bet you there were seven or eight missed shots there in the first half that we did get to the rim, but not with the kind of control we needed. So the lack of control was a big factor in everything we did. They sped us up, and that's a credit to them.
At the same time, you win the second half 42-38. You out-rebound these guys 35-30. I mean, it's a it really was a tale of two halves. And
what was the was it 6 points, 4 points? That's the closest, I think.
Seven.
The closest.
It was seven.
Yeah, seven.
With our
possession.
With the ball.
Yeah. With the ball.
And we had, I think Lee had maybe gotten us back, and we ran a set to get Lee a shot because he was hot. We had to feed the hot hand, and they closed on him very quickly. And I'm not sure what happened on that possession, but at that point we felt Lee had gotten two or three looks in a row. And he was sensational. Kellen was sensational.
And, Coach, John had a rough night offensively. He kept taking it to the basket. He was having a really difficult time getting a good look and a good shot off.
You know, he spent so much energy getting the ball up the court. And once he made the penetration, he had no energy left to either give himself lift or get his shot lifted. And that was the challenge that he faced. And I think Luka has faced that a lot this year as well. And I think Carter faced that tonight as well. The energy to finish was not there because of the energy that it required for them to get to the rim.
And Luka, you mentioned him. He did some good things, 11 points. He was efficient shooting the basketball, key points at the line.
Yeah, he certainly did play you know, big in the paint. He made his foul shots, had a couple of blocks. You know, we had a very difficult time getting him the ball in position where he could score. And that was because they were putting so much pressure on us to dribble the ball. And you know, it's a simple process. When you're getting pressure to dribble the ball and you dribble it, the four other guys on the team now don't know where the ball is going to be because it's being dribbled, so they don't know how they can help their teammate with a screen or a cut. And that's led to us not getting those four guys open. So when those four other guys aren't getting open, guess what happens? The guy who's dribbling has to dribble more. And it becomes, and our guys are so well aware of this. This is a cardinal function of our offense, not to get into that trap, and we walked into that trap tonight.
Coach, along with that being a point of emphasis, obviously you'll talk to the team about going forward, but the resiliency of the second half as well was a bright spot in the battle and the fight in your guys, which we're used to seeing.
Well, there was certainly great fight on a part of our team. Our team fought and fought and fought, and let me tell you, when you have the number of turnovers that we did, and you had the deficit that we had to fight, and you had a team coming after you like sharks going after blood, and they had the crowd against you, and our guys came back and came back and came back and came back. And I told our team that we're a better team because of this experience if we learn from the shortcomings that we had tonight, and I think we will.
Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.